one example I give to people, if they say, well, I don't know what it's like to have autism. I don't know what it's like to have a disability. What do you feel on the – because a lot of it's on the inside. So it's not – you can't see it physically on the outside. So I say, okay, just imagine that you're driving and next to you, you have a backseat driver that's incessantly bugging you, incessantly just saying, turn left, turn right, turn left, turn right. And if that's not good enough, and this becomes a little bit more esoteric, but if you have the main character, Peter Griffin from Family Guy, doing the same thing 24/7, it's like, okay, well, a couple of lines with alone imitating someone's voice, it's funny. But if he's speaking like that all the time, and on top of that, he's also giving directions as a backseat driver, it can really annoy the person driving and really start to cause a lot of stress. And malfeasance may be a strong word, but just really kind of the stress is really going to ball up inside of them.
Are you saying that you're like the driver?
I'm the driver, right? Who's, and then there's just nonstop of talk and noise and just do this and do that.
Coming from the anxiety.
Right. Exactly. So the anxiety is the backseat driver.
So it's like you're being harassed by this backseat driver.
Right.
And you're just like, shut up, right?
Yeah. It's like, I'm doing what I can. And the more you do it, it's just going to put more weight on my shoulders.